We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Willie D, joining us. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking Little Meech, all right? Play the Breakfast Club court theme, please. Now, Little Meech was charged with, we'll say cheating, allegedly. Now,
Black men don't cheat.
Little Meech, there's video of him helping a young lady who looked like she was distressed. It looked like she just went grocery shopping, and allegedly her building didn't have an elevator, so Meech was just helping her carry these bags up the stairs.
I heard that she didn't have no elevator, and it was 7 flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. Little Meech, being a good Samaritan, Little Meech decided to help this young lady with her groceries.
That's right.
Her neighbor caught them on the Ring camera.
Correct.
Now, Willie D brought up a fantastic point.
What?
What would you say your homegirl said, Willie D?
What if the girl, the girl employed the neighbor to record herself, and then, you know, she had an opportunity to release it to the public?
I think that's clearly what happened.
And blew her name up.
I think that's clearly what happened. She saw Little Meech, took advantage of Little Meech's kindness, him being a great Samaritan. Lil Meech helped her with the groceries. She told her neighbor, hit the Ring camera, sent it out to all the blogs. Lil Meech is innocent.
But that, not only that, let's think about it. Lil Meech was there for 17 minutes,
17
right?
17 minutes.
How many?
17.
17 minutes. Now, he went in, went out. Now, on his way out, we seen the girl again on the way out. She ain't.
Didn't look disheveled at all.
She wasn't disheveled. She wasn't wearing a t-shirt.
That's right.
She was wearing the same. Her hair was good.
Up. That's right.
That's right.
Okay. You know, just devil's advocate. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Very possible.
Mm-hmm.
For them to walk into that room, walk into that house, and he get behind her.
Black men don't cheat. Back. That didn't happen.
I'm just saying.
That didn't happen.
This is supposed to be disheveled, though.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I am the cleanup man, so not necessarily. I mean, it just depends on who it is.
Right.
It's depending on who she's doing it with.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that he did something.
Black men don't cheat.
I'm saying that these type of things, that is a scenario where something like this could happen.
Now, Taylor, our producer, she was in the other room, but she can hear us.
Right.
And all I heard over the microphone was, I hate y'all. And I don't understand I don't understand where that came from. So Taylor's here because, you know, you got three grown men in here
right.
talking about a situation
correct.
That clearly needs a woman's perspective. Taylor, why did you say you hate us?
Because clearly, I didn't even think about it, what you said. Like, he was helping with some groceries. I saw some groceries, too.
Good Samaritan. He's going
in. Yeah.
But Taylor, if you look at the young lady's hands, it looked like they were putting things in the refrigerator. Like, you know when you get
what?
Groceries? I don't
know. Taylor, if you saw him helping with groceries, what's
I
the problem?
I didn't see no bags of groceries. That's what I'm
talking
saying.
About groceries? Oh, you talking about booty?
Yeah.
He wasn't. Come on, stop. That's, get your mind out the gutter, Taylor.
17, it only takes 17 minutes. That's how much, how long it was, right?
What? Okay. What are you accusing this man? Are you saying this man is guilty?
I'm saying I robbed a Summer Walker. That's what I'm saying.
Man, Taylor been riding on us, man, you know, for the last 48 hours. I think Taylor need counseling.
Let's go to the phone lines. Carry on.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Did you see that video of Lil Meech being a great
good Samaritan.
Guy, a great Samaritan, helping that young lady with her groceries?
And do you stop it? He guilty?
Guilty of what? Being a good Samaritan? I agree.
No, you stop. Charlemagne, that man guilty of helping himself to the goodies. That's what he was helping.
Black men don't cheat.
Yes, they do. Look in that man's eyes. You can see the devil coming out of his eyes.
I saw a man trying to enjoy a blunt, but he just finished walking up 17 flights of stairs.
He was tired.
He just walked
no,
up.
No, he was helping himself to the booty. He has a right to get mad at him. You know he's guilty. He's guilty of doo-doo.
Thank you.
I don't prove. You can't prove none of this.
Sarah.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. You seen that video of Lil Meech being a great Samaritan and helping somebody?
I mean, just being a good civilian.
First of all, all this crap that's going down with me with Lil Meech, even littler Meech, is ridiculous. How are you going to come walk like that?
What did he do? What did he do? All he did was help a young lady with her groceries.
First of all, everybody keeps talking about what groceries did. I didn't see nothing there in groceries. The only thing I saw was that bag of trash that he should have took out.
He did.
Before coming in the house.
The only groceries I saw him doing
was following that ass inside the house.
The video cut off right before he took the trash out. Yep. And see, what happened was, he had already went up 17 flights of stairs.
He tired.
He took the trash out, and then when he was walking back out, the girl was like, hey, you should come get some Gatorade before you make that trek down yep. the 17 flights of stairs again. And that's what he went back in
that's
the house
right.
for.
That's yep.
The only bag that I saw he had was in his liquor bag. It was probably filled with gas, maybe some candy bars, some condoms
wow.
he had in his hand, or something he had in his
wow.
hand. That's the only thing. No, sir. The only groceries that was going in that house was that ass he was following.
Sarah, as
y'all
a kid.
Internet detectives or something else.
Y'all never, you never seen Sarah, your dad, help a lady with bags at the grocery store before?
My father? No. The only person that he would help anything would be my mother. My mother would have been all over that ass.
Hey, how we Sorry. Know that wasn't an old
no.
lady, dude?
Yeah, that could have been an old lady. We couldn't really tell.
How we know that wasn't just a young-looking old lady? She might have been 67 years old for all we know. In Houston, they age very sure. well, right, Willie?
Absolutely.
Sir, she looked like she had on a full Sheen outfit. I don't know what 70-year-old or 50-year-old wears Sheen or Fashion Nova.
Patti LaBelle.
I'm sorry.
Patti LaBelle, yo, stop it, man. 800-585-1051. We'll talk a Little Meech this morning. Now, there was a video of Little Meech going viral yesterday, and people are saying he cheated. But the brother said, I was just helping out with the groceries. And from the video, it looks like he was helping with the groceries.
That's right.
I mean, Charlamagne said allegedly there was no elevator, so they had to walk up 6-7 flights.
I heard it was 17, actually.
17
I
flights.
I said 6 or 7, but I heard it was actually 16 or 17.
So the fact that the brother helped put all the groceries away, got a little Gatorade, and then left.
And I want to explain something. Real quick, because I know people are saying, what damn apartment complex has 17 floors with no elevator? So I just want to say that perhaps the elevator was broken.
It was broken.
And there is such a thing as innocent until proven guilty. So we reserve the right to give Lil Meech the benefit of doubt. Brother, more power to you. More power. Stay strong, brother.
Stay strong, you good Samaritan.
Stay strong, brother. No, Black man don't cheat.
There you go. 800-585-1051. We'll take some more calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Lil Meech. There was a video that went viral yesterday of him at somebody's house, and he responded with this. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Little Meech seems like he was being a good Samaritan. I mean, people are saying all the time that, you know, they don't see kids and people helping old women and people at grocery stores anymore. They don't
see Little Meech from the South, man. Little Meech understands Southern hospitality. Little Meech understands being a good Samaritan. Black men don't cheat. BMF, black men faithful. Like, Little Meech wasn't doing nothing but what he was supposed to be doing, which is helping that young lady, our old lady, because I think she was older. But she just looked young. I think she was 67, actually. He was just helping her with her groceries.
Hello, who's this?
Bianca.
Hey, Bianca. Good morning.
Good morning.
You seen that video of Little Meech helping that young lady with her groceries?
Yeah, uh-huh. Let's deal with it. Listen, and I'm from Detroit, so I know a lie when I...
No, you don't.
That boy's lying.
Why he lying? Tell me why he lying.
Okay, so he was carrying the groceries?
Yeah, he was carrying groceries.
In what bag?
I couldn't really see because the Ring camera was high and his hands was down, so I couldn't really see what he had in his hands.
Nothing, no bag. You know, listen, I love the fact that y'all want to take up for a black man, but knocking off, he got caught.
Listen,
I know he's talking about that girl booty anyway.
Listen, y'all worrying about the wrong thing, which y'all should be worrying about. The invasion of privacy that happened with that woman who recorded that Ring camera.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They y'all, that's the actual crime. Exactly. He can't commit no crime.
And what if it was an old lady? Would they be still having this type
she
of energy?
She was old Willie?
No, I'm talking about old lady, like 90.
I think she's about 67.
Kasha!
Yeah.
You seen that video of Lil Meech trying to be a great Samaritan helping that lady with her groceries?
I didn't see that nonsense.
Why is that nonsense? So you don't think people should help women with their groceries?
Man, come on. Now you
go.
Now you reaching because he was not helping nobody with no groceries. What was the bag? What kind of bag did
he tell him, man? You know, I'm gonna tell you something. We couldn't see the bag because he had his hands down and the camera was cut off, so you could only see him from the waist up. So I couldn't see.
Like a black man making excuses.
I couldn't see what he had in his hands, and I can tell you how I know he had something in his hands because he had a blunt in his mouth and he never reached for that blunt. Couldn't reach for that blunt because he had bags in his hand, man.
Yeah, he had a whole box in his arm, like he was carrying a box of milk or something. And he was only in there for 17 minutes. So I only think he wasn't there to do anything really. But helping with some groceries, I didn't see no groceries either. Let's just keep it real. That black man was cheating.
No, he was not, because black men don't cheat. What is up with y'all?
I don't know. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, good morning. We're talking about the video of Lil Meech being a great Samaritan, helping this young woman with her groceries. I'm sure that there's been times when you needed help for groceries and didn't have help. And he could have been there to help you as well.
Oh, no. I have a husband, but I experienced something similar. I feel like it was very inappropriate. And if it's just a cousin, why can't someone meet her?
Well, first of all, you're from the 843. I can hear it in your voice. What you
sure,
mean?
I know it.
You say you experienced something similar. What happened?
Well, my husband, he is friends with a young lady. I said to him, but I'm not too comfortable with their friendship, but he still hasn't allowed me to meet the girl.
He still has what with the girl?
I still have not met the young lady.
Well, we already know that your husband is innocent because he's from the low country. And black men definitely don't cheat from the low country. Okay?
That's a lie.
We do not cheat, man.
Yes, you do. I just think it's inappropriate. And I think the girl, she was trying to catch him, so...
I do agree that someone should meet the cousin. You know what I'm saying? But you can't meet all your cousins. She in Houston. That's his cousin from Houston.
Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, Yagi.
Yagi, good morning, man. You see Lil Meech just trying to be a great Samaritan. I'm sure that might have happened with you before. You just trying to be nice, right?
Yeah, man. 17 minutes, you had to be taking groceries in there. Because, you know, if you were doing anything, you'll be between 5 and 10 minutes. 17 minutes, you would have to put the groceries up.
Now, hold on now. See, I don't like that. Because, see, what somebody going to do is the math. So they're going to say between 5 and 10 minutes. That means it took you about 3 minutes to get undressed. 5 to 10 minutes to handle your business, then 3 minutes to get dressed again. That's about 17 minutes, bro. I don't like that math.
No,
I don't like that math.
10 minutes. You got to be in and out of there, man. He's just putting groceries up.
I can't even believe we're having this conversation. Black men don't cheat. You're right. That man was definitely helping putting the groceries up.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Alice.
Hey, Alice. You seen that video, Lil Meech, man, just trying to help that woman with her groceries, man. It's such a great Samaritan. Don't you agree?
That's what he was doing?
Yes.
Nah, he wrong.
Wrong for what? Do y'all know what the definition of hospitality is? The friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, or strangers. Little Meech is renowned for his hospitality, and now y'all judging that man for it. I don't like this.
Guilty and embarrassing.
I don't like how they doing Lil Meech like that. I think it's a smear campaign against Lil Meech. First they were saying that he ain't shower. Then they said something else before. Now they saying this. The brother just trying to do good out here, and y'all messing with him.
And I don't like the cast of Power and the other shows clowning Lil Meech for this. Because my brothers, this could be any of us at any given moment. You see, this man clearly got set up. This man was being a good Samaritan, mm-hmm. walked up 17 flights of stairs. You couldn't see the bags in his hand because the Ring camera was cut off from the waist down. Clearly, whoever he was with called somebody and said, hey, record, Lil Meech helping me with my groceries. This man was set up. That could be any of y'all at any given time. I don't think y'all should be making jokes about this. Mm-mm-mm. They really trying to stop the Black Men Don't Cheat movement.
In closing, what you think, Willie D?
I think that the man is innocent until proven guilty. We should all reserve judgment unless we see something different.
Black men don't cheat.
That's right.
Black men don't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even understand that when you say black men don't cheat.
Black men don't
men.
Right.
Put that in quote.
And black men don't cheat.
Okay. How about you? All right, when we come back, we got to talk LeBron James and his school. We'll discuss when we come back as the Breakfast Club.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.